Take your Bibles tonight and turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter number 8. Psalm chapter number 8. I want to say I am very, very encouraged with the Bible school meeting and very, very encouraged with the turnout and the folks that are just so willing. And it's not this way everywhere, and I'm grateful. I really am, and grateful for the input. And I can't help but believe that when God's people work together, our Lord just is so pleased. Amen. I believe it pleases Him. I mean, you can think about your own children, and if you see them working together, I have to think back about 10 years. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. But how it pleases a parent to see the children getting along and see the children striving together and working together. How it must please our Lord, amen, when He sees His youngins working together. And the common goal is His glory, amen. Psalm chapter number 12, I think the reason the Lord has brought this to my attention was part of Brother Joe's testimony this morning. I just try to find the mind of the Lord for the service. And in Psalm chapter 12, the Bible begins with the word help. How many believes we need His help tonight? I tell you, we're making our plans and we're doing what we know to do. You have to. If we have a successful Bible school, we have to work. We have to work at it. We have to plan. We have to do what we can. But I pray that every one of us will never forget we need His help. We need Him to help us. Amen. And I tell you, the Bible said here, help, Lord. Now watch what's on the psalmist's mind. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Brother Johnny, I believe another reason this message is birthed in my heart tonight is something that was said last night in that meeting. A pastor or a church called a pastor and asked him if he knew anybody he could recommend as pastor. They needed a pastor. He said, I can't think of anyone. So he called another pastor. And that pastor couldn't think of anyone either. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth from among the children of men. We need God's help, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Let's pray tonight. Father in heaven, thank you for this passage of Scripture in the book of Psalms. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd help us to glean the truth tonight, Lord, that would help us along the way in our Christian experience tonight. Father, I know tonight that some of the things that I'll be saying tonight, Lord, are not popular. Lord, I know tonight that some of these truths, Lord, that many are ignoring them tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, and I thank you, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. God, we know tonight that we need your help. We know what we are apart from Jesus. I know where I would be tonight, Lord, apart from Jesus. God, I thank you that I'm not there, and neither will I ever be there in that awful place called hell. I pray tonight, Father, that you would take the message now and use it. Lord, I pray you'd guard our lips, that we'd say what needs to be said and leave off anything, our Lord, that be displeasing in thy sight. Help us, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Bible's talking about the help that comes from above. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Let me ask you something tonight. How many of you know someone who is faithful? How many of you know someone who used to be faithful? How many of you know someone who is godly? And how many of you know someone who used to be godly? You know what I believe? I believe the used to be's are those that no longer thought that they needed the help. I'm telling you, there are great churches in America that used to be great churches because they forgot that they needed the help of God. They forgot that without Him we are nothing. Without Him we can do nothing. And without Him, you say, preacher, where does that bring in the message? I see in the beginning of this message tonight, I see someone that's proud. I see an arrogance here. The Bible said the godly man ceaseth, the faithful, they fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity with their neighbor, their flattering lips and a double heart. They cut off all the Lord shall cut off all the flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. How many of y'all believe we live in a generation that is just slap full of pride? I believe with all of my heart that education is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. I want my children to have a good education. I want my grandchildren to have a good education. But can I tell you something right now? Education that leads to pride, we'd be better off without it. Amen. Education that leads us away from God, we'd be better off without it. Amen. And there is an education that we can get and remain humble, amen, and do what God wants us to do in this walk of life. Some of the brightest minds in the world have stood in pulpits, amen, across the world at different times, and God has used them mightily. Even though they had a bright mind, they knew they could not operate apart from God and God's goodness. The Bible said, God resisteth the proud. I don't know about you tonight, but I don't want Him resisting me. The Bible said, my friend, that God resisteth the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. I don't know about you tonight, but I want Him to give me some grace. Amen. I want Him to give me some mercy tonight. I don't want to be like this crowd here that's full of pride. The Bible talks about if a man will exalt himself, he'll be abased. But if a man will humble himself, he'll be exalted. I believe with all of my heart, it'd be refreshing, amen, to see someone, amen, not only in the church, but someone in our government, amen, that would be humble before God of heaven, amen, and realize, amen, that He knows what's best. I believe tonight there's someone proud. Look in verse number 8. The Bible said the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Can I tell you something tonight? Listen to me carefully. We're getting into a world, including a church world, where the vilest men are exalted. I'm talking about men that say that this sin is okay, and this sin is okay, and this sin is okay, when God just simply said it's sin, and it's wicked, amen, in the eyes of a holy God. Beloved friend, tonight, I believe that we need to understand there's someone proud in this text. Someone that's full of pride. By the way, how many remembers up there in heaven when Lucifer amen, decided one day that he would set his throne above the throne of God. Amen. How many remembers what got down in him? A heart full of pride. Amen. A heart full of wickedness. And the Word of God said, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe with all of my heart tonight, we should guard against being proud. We should guard against, being full of pride, that which God hates. Let me turn to a scripture, if I can find it, just a minute. These six things, I'll find it. I believe it's in the book of Proverbs. It sounds familiar anyway. In the book of Proverbs, I believe it is. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Maybe somebody, there it is. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 6. These six things that the Lord God hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Does anybody know the first one in the list? The Word of God said it's a proud look. Isn't that something tonight? Amen. Somebody that can, my friend, be so full of pride that it comes out on their face. He said, preacher, I don't understand why God would preach you like this tonight. I'm telling you that every one of us this week will run into someone that's proud, someone that's arrogant, somebody that believes they can operate outside of the grace of God and outside of the mercy of God. And if we're going to be a help to them, we got to recognize them. Amen. The Bible said there's a proud look. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. All of those result from a proud look. Somebody that's proud. Let me say something to you tonight. I mentioned this, I think, to one of our men maybe on the phone recently. But you know what? Even in the church world, if we're not careful, there'll be a struggle. And you know where the struggle comes from? Pride. Amen. You know, the Word of God didn't just say, amen, a church needs a pastor. Amen. And a family needs a daddy and a father. Say amen. Christ is the head of the man, and the man is the head of the home. That's God's way. Amen. But listen to me carefully. The Bible did say, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't understand that. Well, you don't have much of a home yet. Say amen. Amen. In other words, man, you don't know everything. In other words, pastor, you don't know everything. Amen. And we can help one another if we're not full of pride. Say amen. And listen tonight. Again, I think I'm preaching kind of just a warning. God's saying, hey, look here. There's a proud man in this text. Amen. Don't know of any of it going on whatsoever. But I want to tell you, I want to walk humbly with God. I don't want to be no big shot. I don't want to be no ramrod. Amen. I want to be able to say, hey, let's work together. Let's pull together. Let's get the job done. Amen. For the glory of God. And I believe with all of my heart, if I ever get proud, I believe that'll be about the end of me. If I ever get to thinking it's got to be my way or the highway, that's about the end of me. I tell you what, every one of us ought to be interested in, not my way and not your way, but glory to God, we got an old King James Bible. It's His way that we ought to be interested in. Amen. If we can find that, hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. I see someone that's proud. Let me give you this. It doesn't just stop there. Watch in verse number 5 here what the Word of God said. The Bible said, for the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. Watch this now. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I'm going to tell you what, in this text, there's not only somebody that's proud. Listen to me carefully. I don't want to offend tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. If you believe the Bible, you're in the minority in this country. Amen. If you believe there's a God in heaven that, my friend, intervenes in the affairs of men, you're in the minority in this country. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the lie, no man comes unto the Father but by me, you are in the minority in this country. Amen. And the second thing I see, I don't just see someone that's proud, but I see someone that's puffing at you and I. And trying to blow out the light in our life. Amen. The Word of God said here, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I'm telling you, we have an enemy. I'm telling you, we have an enemy. I'm telling you, we have an enemy. Amen. And the enemy does not want us to just go on and serve the Lord. He doesn't want us to go on and, my friend, see people saved. He doesn't want us to go on and be a help to others. He wants to blow us down, blow the light out. Amen. And, my friend, distinguish what God wants to do in our lives. But God said, I'll set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Let me say this. Let me say something to the moms and dads right here. There's not a doubt in my mind that down there at the school, there's some good teachers. How many heard what I just said? But there's not a doubt in my mind, especially when you get into high school and you go off to college, Brother David, there's not a doubt in my mind that there's some teachers and there's some professors that want to blow out any light that your youngins got in them. Amen. That want to cause them to doubt the Word of God, want to cause them to doubt the house of God, want to cause them to doubt the man of God, want to cause them to doubt the mom and daddy that God gave them. Amen. And destroy what God has given them. I'll tell you something tonight. We need to understand when our kids go to school, somebody's puffing at them. At youngins, you need to understand when mom and dad go to work, somebody's puffing at them. We need to understand that when we go out in this world, somebody's a puffing at us. Amen. Everybody's not in agreement with us. Amen. There's somebody wanting to blow the house down where we live. Amen. Thank God tonight. Though there's someone that's proud, though there's someone that's puffing, I want you to see there's someone protecting. The Word of God said, listen, this is the Lord. Look in verse number 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I arise. Somebody give me the next three words. Saith the Lord. And what did the Lord say? He said, I will set him in safety. Glory to God. I tell you tonight, I could shout right there. Yes, there's somebody proud. Yes, there's somebody puffing. But thank God there's somebody in me that can handle the proud and can handle those that are puffing. Amen. And trying to blow us out of the work of God. I'll tell you tonight, I believe with all of my heart, we need to teach our children. Yes, they need to respect mom and dad. But mom and dad can't always be there. Say amen. There's somebody else they need to respect. There's somebody else they need to know is watching. There's somebody else they need to know is listening. There's somebody else that needs to know. I'm going to tell you something, a dad that's worth his salt. Amen. Brother Frankie back there, they'd have to get through you to get to one of them babies. Amen. A dad that's worth his salt. Well, guess what? I got a father that's worth his salt. And for somebody to get through me, they got to come through him. Amen. God said, I'll set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I believe with all of my heart tonight, the psalmist David's got it right here. He said, there is somebody that's proud. The world's full of them. There is somebody, someone that's puffing. But thank God tonight, you can concentrate on that if you want to. But I'm going to concentrate on this. Brother Danny, there's somebody protecting me. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible said, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. Thank God I have the Holy Spirit protecting me. Thank God I have a Holy Bible protecting me. Thank God I have a Holy Father protecting me. And the Word of God said, my friend, if God be for us, who can be against us? I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Someone protecting me. I don't know about you tonight, but the Bible said here, I will. How many believes when God says, I will, he will? Amen. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Help, Lord. Why is the godly man ceasing? Why is the faithful failing from among the children of men? Because something called pride is creeping in. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Listen to me. I believe there's such a thing as a good pride, don't you? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Brother Chris, where you at back there? I don't see him now. There he is. He come back in with his stick. Amen. Amen. Brother Chris, aren't you proud of your youngins when they do right? I think there's a good pride. Brother Gary, you got them girls trying to get something together for mom and dad this fall. Amen. They love you. And there's a good crowd. It ought to cause us to say, boy, I'm just glad I get to be their mom. And I'm glad I get to be their dad. There's a good crowd. Amen. I looked at my friend out there at that mission offering the other night. I want you to know your pastor had a good crowd. Amen. And you say, preacher, how you know it's a good crowd? Because it didn't want to cause me to lift me up. It humbled me. Amen. That I'm in the midst of God's people that understand the need to tell somebody else about Jesus. Amen. There's a good crowd. Listen, I'd hate to think that you'd go down to the mall or the Walmart. You'd have to be ashamed of who your pastor is. And there's a good crowd that ought to humble us. I'm not ashamed to be the pastor here. There's a good crowd, but that good crowd humbles you. It don't exalt you. Amen. But there's a bad pride. Amen. There's that pride that operates independent of God. That pride that says, I'll tell you what, bless God, every other family may go down the tube, but not my family. Be careful. There's that pride that said, I'll tell you one thing, bless God, he may have lost his wife, they may have lost their marriage, but I'll never lose. I say, be careful. Be careful. Brother Michael, I see you and Sister Tanita, and I love you all. Amen. But both of you surely got sense enough to know it happened to others and it could happen to you. Amen. So walk humbly with God and realize, amen, we're together by grace, by the grace of God. And we'll stay together by the grace of God. There's that puffing, but there's that one that said, I'll set him in safety. I'll take care of you. Amen. Brother John had babies as beautiful as any baby that's ever come in this world. But there's somebody wanting to snuff him out already. Amen. There's a mom and dad that's determined by the grace of God we're going to raise our baby for Jesus. And there's somebody already determined. Amen. Well, you know what that baby needs to see? He needs to see a humble daddy and a humble mama. He needs to hear him calling on the God of heaven. Amen. And realizing, hey, it's not my good job that's seeing us through, but it's my good Lord that's seeing us through. You know, the thing about a good job, you might lose it tomorrow, but the good Lord, you'll never lose. Amen. Amen. I will set him in safety. What a promise. What a protector that you and I have tonight. I see someone that's proud, someone puffing, but I see someone protecting. Let me give you two things here tonight, and I'm closing, that he's protecting us with. Number one, he's protecting us with something that's purified. Look in verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words. How many remembers what just happened in the news recently in West Virginia? There was a chemical spill, and I don't know all the details of it, but I know there were at least days that you could not drink the water, and you could not bathe in that water, and they said it was unsafe, amen? You said, preacher, what are you trying to say? Give me that book, Brother Cale. I'm saying drink all you want. I'm saying soak in it all you want. Bathe all you want. The words of the Lord are pure words. You say, preacher, we're living in a generation that's all the time trying to change it. I know. They're proud. They're arrogant. They think they know more than God knows. Amen. But there's a book that's been purified 7 times over. Amen. Drink all of it you want. You don't have to worry about somebody saying, you'll go crazy reading that book. I tell you what, I'm having a good crazy time. Say amen. How come I got peace when other people tore all to pieces? Amen. How come tonight, thank God Almighty, we have a promise from God when others don't even have a word? Amen. Tonight, there's something purified. He protects us through that that's purified. He said, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth. purified seven times. Listen, I know you've probably heard this before, and maybe somebody hasn't. But you know how the silversmith purifies silver? He uses heat, and he uses a pot. Amen? And he turns up the heat. And what happens, Brother Fred, as the silver melts, that is impure floats to the top. And he takes a little ladle type thing and he skims the dross off of the top. You say, preacher, how does he know? How does he know when everything's just right? Let me tell you how he knows. He looks down in that silver and he sees his reflection. Glory to God. Oh, God, give us a book. Oh, I'm about to shout glory. He looks down in that book and he sees his reflection. He says, it's perfect. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. He said, preacher, I don't understand the importance of that. Let me tell you something. These youngins, a lot of them are planning on going to college. Let me ask you something. Listen, let me just ask for a set of volunteers right here. Listen to me carefully. How many of y'all has been to college? Would you raise your hand if you've been to college? Okay. How many of y'all ever run into somebody in college that didn't believe what I just now said? That the words of the Lord are pure words. And they tried to destroy your faith. They tried to destroy your confidence in that blessed old book. He said, preacher, what you're preaching tonight, we already know that. Maybe there's a generation that don't. We need to prepare them, amen, for what they're about to face. There's going to be somebody puffing at them. Somebody trying to take out of them what we've spent 20 years trying to put in them. And we need them to know that the words of the Lord are pure words. There's a thing coming down the pike. Y'all know what it is. It's been going on for years. It's called ecumenicalism. All the steeples point up, and all the religions point to God. There's a Greek word for that. Hogwash. It's just not true. It's not true. But thank God I got a book that points up. And I got a book that points us to God. And I'll tell you tonight, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to stay in the book. I never shall forget. I'll move on to the last thing. I never shall forget. I think I've told you this before, but that's okay. Just call me absent-minded. Old Jamie Ray, he rode the van, Sister Teresa. He was in my youth group. Jamie was from a broken home. Jamie didn't have an easy way to go. He had a kind of rough way to go. Old Jamie, I got to be buddies with Jamie. He's the first one that told me when I was driving the van, Brother Johnny, that big old bug flew into that windshield that night. He's the first one that told me, I bet he ain't got the guts to do that again. I'll never forget that. Amen. That big old bug hit that windshield. He said, I bet he ain't got the guts to do that again. Amen. I like that. Jamie liked to ride up front with me. Amen. And I liked for him too. I tried to be his buddy. Brother Johnny, some need a buddy. Men in this church, some need a mentor. They need somebody, Brother John, to take them under their arm. I've already got some things on my mind. You might not like it, but I still got them on my mind. Amen. We're going to teach some of these boys how to shoot one of these days. Amen. Flying targets. Amen. We're going to take the girls with us and throw them up and let them shoot at them. Amen. No, that ain't what we're going to do. Amen. Hush. Shh. That's me and Miss Eve's secret. Amen. She'll outshoot you every time. I'll tell you something tonight. Old Jamie got in that science class when that evolution became popular. I've been saved 26, 27, how many years? 27, February 22nd, I'll be saved 27 years. So we're talking 27 years ago. If it was that then, imagine what it is now. That teacher taught them how that we came from monkeys. And how that, you know, there was an evolution that take place. A little blob washed up on the shore. That little blob grew some legs. And that little blob climbed up a tree. Amen. And that little blob grew a tail. And its tail broke off and it come down and hit the ground walking. Amen. Now, I tell you what's the truth. I've seen cartoons that made better sense than that. Say amen. That teacher taught all that mess and then she made the mistake. She said, anybody got anything you want to say? I told my teenagers, I said, don't be ashamed of this book. If you read it at home, carry it on to school. If you don't read it at home, don't be a hypocrite. Don't be carrying it around in public if it don't mean anything to you in private. But if you love this book, don't be ashamed of it. So Jamie happened to have his Bible with him. Had that rack on the bottom of his seat. She said that, and he reached down there and got that Bible, Brother Michael, and he stood up and he said, yes, ma'am. I'd just like to say this. This book says, in the beginning, God created. I believe this book. And he sat back down. You say, preacher, why didn't he say a little more? You know what I want to say? Enough said. Everybody knew what he meant. Amen. Hallelujah. God created you and I in his own image. We don't need to believe this mess that's coming down the pike. They've got Bibles nowadays that don't even have gender in them. Last time I checked, when you go down there to the hospital, we'll be going soon, won't we, Brother David? Amen. And somebody says, what is it? They either say it's a boy or they say it's a girl. Never have had anybody turn around and say, we don't know. This generation's all mixed up. Amen. Full of pride, puffing at you and I, trying to blow out our light. But I want you to know tonight, if our light comes from that book, it'll keep on burning because that book has been purified. And not only has that book been purified, but listen to this, that book has been preserved. God said, I'll preserve it to every generation. I don't know who, I can't remember, might have been Sister Frances back there. Miss Eve, she tell you there was some jam in the car? Amen. Miss Eve and I are going to be jamming in the morning. Amen. These youngins are like that. Amen. Got some preserves. Amen. I told a lady last night in that meeting down there, her husband looks like he's gained 20 years. She looks like she went 20 the other way. I said, have you been drinking pickle juice? Amen. She looked like she'd been preserved. Amen. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about in a good way. Amen. Look young as she did the last time I saw her. Amen. And it wasn't all about barn paint. It had a little bit to do with it. Amen. But it wasn't all about that. Amen. That word has been preserved. Amen. And God said to every. Nick, I'm glad I can tell you, you're part of every generation. Amen. Chris, you still got the word. Amen, Louise. It's still the Word. It's pure. And it's preserved. And I'll tell you something right now. You'll get way, 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 way ahead. Not as far as the world goes, but with God. Just to understand and believe. That book is trustworthy. That book is worthy of my walk. That book is worthy of my worship. That book is worthy of my life. Because that book is the living Word of God. None other than, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. How many's ever felt real close to your Bible? Do you think it's a coincidence when you're real close to your Bible that you feel real close to God? Oh, you'll get this after a while, amen? How many's had something between you and your Bible? Do you think it's a coincidence when you feel far away from your Bible that you feel far away from God? They're one in the same. Somebody say amen. Amen. Preserved to every generation. I will set him in safety. Amen. Brother Eddie, our families, they're puffing left and right, trying to blow the house down. Wonder why they hate it. I tell you why they hate it, because God set it up. God set up the home. Let me tell you something right now. Let me just go ahead and make a statement. You don't have to believe me. But this agenda, this sodomite, I'm going to use biblical terms, this sodomite agenda, it's not so much about building up what they want. It's about tearing down what we have. They can't stand, Brother Earl, for a man to be happily married and reproduce and have children like God's plan is. They can't stand it. They hate it. They hate it because they hate God. And I'll tell you something tonight. You and I that are saved, we ought to love Him. We ought to serve Him. We ought to have confidence in that precious book. Amen. I'm not against other reading. Amen. I'm not against it. I'd be careful who I read after. Amen. I'd be careful. There's Bible believer. Amen. Everybody's got a religious book. Don't believe the Word of God. But I'm not against other reading. But I tell you, that book ought to be your primary reading. Because that book will expose everything else that's wrong. It'll expose it. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? How many's glad we have a protector tonight? You may not feel the way I do. I believe you do. But I believe my home has a protector. I believe my life has a protector. I believe our church has a protector. And we'll be just fine as long as we don't swell up with pride, Brother Wade, to think we can protect ourselves. We can't. We need Him. Would you say that with me before we go? We need Him. Let's say it a different way. We need the Lord. We need the Lord. We need Him. Every Sunday school class needs Him. You know, the Bible school's about to, you know, he said, preacher, it's January. Bible school's in June. You get real involved in something like that and you'll understand how important January is to what's going on in June. Amen. I think, Sister Danita, you and Sister Jennifer, you started disappearing on me in September at times, didn't you? August? Oh, okay. Amen. I thought, where are they at? I know what they're doing. Preparing. And in an hour and 15 minutes, it was over. But the preparation that was poured into that. Brother Brian, the preparation that will be poured into a week will be unbelievable. But it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. Mark my word. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. I'm just glad you come. Amen. I appreciate you coming tonight. Appreciate you praying. Let's serve the Lord. If you'll come back Wednesday night, God willing, I want to finish the message that started last Wednesday night. Brother Terry, my wife, said you'd like to hear the rest of that. Amen. So if God lets me and you live Wednesday night, that's the plan, unless He intervenes and changes it. Amen. Come back Wednesday night. I want to ask you to pray tomorrow. Are you still planning on going, Brother Ralph? Brother Ralph and Sister Shelby are going to travel all the way to Nashville. There's some darkness down there, some discouragement. And they're going to go all the way down there to knock a hole in that darkness. Amen. And just show up. I remember, listen to me, years ago I was pastoring in Wise County. I got to tell you this, okay? There was a lady that was having major surgery. Let me just put it like that. Major surgery in Charlottesville. And the nurse said to this lady, what was her name, Missy? Fred Ann Dotson. Sarah. Fred and Sarah. I got a Sarah. I should have remembered Sarah. Amen. Her name was Sarah. And the nurse said to Sarah, said, your pastor's downstairs. He'd like to see you. She said, oh, no. You don't understand. We're from the coal fields in Southwest Virginia. She came back down and she said, that lady up there said, that's not possible. I said, you get up there and tell that lady that I'm the pastor of the Hurricane Baptist Church in Wise, Virginia, and that I come to see her, and I'd like to see her. She went back up there, and you know what she done? She squalled, and she said, tell him to get up here. Hey. Amen. He said, preacher, why'd you tell that? Because, Brother Ralph, I believe it just knocked a little hole in a family's darkness. Amen. Oh, God, help us to remember that message. Amen. Live this year knocking holes in the darkness for the glory of God. Amen. Knock a little hole in that darkness. Amen.